WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and 5 specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. If you're a fan of drag performances, you may hear this song this weekend as Asian American drag performers take the stage at Furama, a Chinese restaurant in Uptown. Dim sum and drag is a vibrant display of Asian American and Pacific Islander heritage and LGBTQ glamour. It's celebrating its 3rd year anniversary this month. To hear more about this event and the AAPI community in drag, I sat down with Abhijit, a Mumbai-born drag performer, and Kevin Chow, a.k.a. Club Chow, a Taiwanese-American DJ who will be spinning more tunes like this one on Saturday. I started off by asking Abhijit to reflect on the power of drag in her own life. Here's Abhijit.
Drag is definitely like an intersection of so many things, right? It's a form of entertainment, it's a form of art, but it's also a form of protest. And to be part of like a legacy that is about being at the forefront of queer representation, of being a part of queer visibility is so important. I think that's why so many people resonate with drag and are drawn to it, is because it is about pushing boundaries while also celebrating the time that you have right now.
Yeah. Lawmakers in some red states like Missouri, Kentucky, and Nebraska, they've been considering legislation that would limit drag performances. I'm sure you all are aware. And it comes after drag has actually become more mainstream in recent years. So as two people who have found drag to be a safe and welcoming space in your lives, how does it feel to see it under attack? You first, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously infuriating and heartbreaking seeing some of the laws that, you know, are trying to be passed. And I think, you know, it speaks to kind of the importance of supporting drag in your local scene. So events like Dim Sum and Drag and, you know, at local clubs and going out and making sure that, you know, your performers are being supported, that you're tipping your performers, like all of that, I think it just highlights just like that these are spaces for the community to gather and just how important they are for queer people as like community spaces. And that's definitely what Dim Sum and Drag has become, is kind of a community hub and event.
You know, a lot of this legislation that is framed as anti-drag will also be and is affecting our trans siblings as well. A lot of this legislation tried to like cross-dressing and public displays of drag is being applied to and targeting trans people as well. So it's very important to acknowledge like both like trans people in our community and trans drag performers that are part of our scene.
I think also, you know, one of the most popular subcultures of the LGBTQ and drag community is that ballroom scene. It's mainly associated, I think, with people of African American or Latino descent. But can you share with us more about Asian American history in drag, Abhijit?
Yes, of course. So drag and the art of like gender performing has been part of a lot of Asian cultures, everything from like Chinese opera to like Indian traditional dances included elements of drag and cross-dressing. And I think it's like really important to look at these like cultures and aspects of performance that have existed for hundreds of years that now get translated into like an era of modern drag. So I think it's like really beautiful to have something like Dim Sum and Drag that encourages performers to both like tap into their roots and also celebrate like contemporary pop culture.
Mm-hmm. So in an article about Dim Sum and Drag, a co-organizer said, quote, some subsets of Asian culture can be homophobic or transphobic. It's important that we are proudly queer, proudly trans, in a proudly Asian space. Not a lot of people get to experience that growing up. It's powerful in that sense that we just exist here. End quote. Very powerful sentiment, Kevin. What does it make you think of?
Yeah, I think it speaks to kind of the like the double marginalization that queer AAPI individuals can face because, you know, obviously, you know, you come out as like a queer person and then there's also the aspect of like, you know, you may be out to your friends, but you may not be out to your family. So I think that there's like just unique considerations in terms of like family, like customs and values that I think are very unique to our community specifically.
Does that happen a lot where you keep it from the family in this community?
Yeah, definitely. I know it's something that like, especially if you look like on many of the queens who are featured on like RuPaul's Drag Race, like many of them are not out to their families.
Really?
So, you know, they're on national television and, right. you know, their families don't even know. So I think it just speaks to, you know, some of those kind of lingering kind of cultural kind of values. Yeah.
How have you married your Taiwanese identity and your queer identity?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm very lucky in the sense that like Taiwan specifically is very progressive. Like the latest winner of Drag Race, you know, Lin Fioshi is from Taiwan and kind of speaks to that on the show a lot. So I feel, you know, for me personally, I feel very lucky. But I know for others, you know, especially just depending on kind of your unique family situation and like religious beliefs, et cetera, upbringing. Yeah, yeah that can vary a lot. So, yeah.
Abhijit, does this sound familiar to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think like the way a lot of like Asian family dynamics are structured, there's like a very high expectation on children to fulfill like a certain kind of role with like their lives. And so I think like being queer, being part of like art form or industry like drag and nightlife does tend to like, you know, subvert a lot of those expectations, and it can be hard for people to be open about all aspects of their life with other people. But I think it's like in that same breath, I think it's equally important to talk about like families that are extremely supportive, families that do go above and beyond to make spaces and make room for their queer children. I'm very lucky to have parents that have been extremely open-minded and welcoming to my drag, mm-hmm. to my involvement in nightlife, and have been able to like adapt and grow with me on this journey. There's a lot of like other performers that have been in Dim Sum and Drag whose parents have come out to watch them perform and DJ because this has been such a special show about like a unique intersection of their child's identity.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Dim Sum and Drag is celebrating its third anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk about how the event got started, Abhijit.
Yeah, it's actually a really funny story. So Furama is one of my favorite dim sum restaurants mm-hmm. in Uptown. And I was there just eating lunch, and I was looking around the space, and we were looking at the stage and the beautiful jade like tiling and just all the architecture. And I was talking to a friend and I was like, wouldn't it be so cool if there was like a drag show here? And everyone at the table just stared blankly at me. And I was like, oh, cool. So I have to start the drag show here.
Right.
And it was really wonderful. I just contacted the restaurant via like Instagram. I was able to set up a meeting with the owner, Kenny, who was so open-minded, so welcoming to the idea. And we started off as just like a small show in their West Hall space that seats about like 75 people.
Yeah.
And it was like instantly like sold out when we announced it. We added a second seating and we've been able to grow so much. At about like our 1 year mark, we were able to move into like the main restaurant and do like two seatings of about 250 people there.
Wow.
And been growing like nonstop since then.
That's incredible.
So it's really awesome to see like how much it's grown and how much the space has been like inviting to us, everyone from like the managers, the staff, to like the custodians. They're all like so excited to see us every month when we're there, and like are always asking about what we're going to be performing and what we're going to wear. And I think it's like a really special thing to be a part of.
For sure. So you've got a rotating line of hosts this weekend. It's the fabulous Auntie Chan. These events, they usually have a theme to them. So they're often parodies of popular culture with a connection to AAPI heritage. Last year, you did Everything Everywhere All at Brunch. Recently, alongside the Netflix live action remake, you did Avatar: The Last Brunch Bender. So what can attendees expect this weekend, Kevin? What do you want to add there?
Yeah, this week I'm really excited. It's Shen Yun themed.
Gosh, yes. Yeah.
So it's the brunch is Chan Yun. So I'm sure everyone has seen the memes and the marketing.
Oh,
so.
Yes. I've been at many malls and got flyers for the Shen Yun whenever the show is in town. Yes. So that's huge.
Yeah, I think there'll be certainly some performances that are, you know, satirizing that kind of ubiquitous kind of marketing campaign and the 5,000 years of Chinese civilization and all that. So I think there'll be a lot of surprises and a lot of gags.
And you've got a special guest star this weekend, Kimora Hall, who's a contestant on season 13 of RuPaul's Drag Race and a prominent drag queen here in Chicago. Right, Kevin?
Yeah, that's right. I'm super excited for her performance.
Abhijit?
Yeah, we've Kimora is like such an amazing performer, such an icon in Chicago, and we've kind of made it a tradition to have her at our anniversary each year.
Nice.
So it's really nice that she's back, and she recently adopted Auntie Chan as her drag daughter. So it's like a lovely celebration to see like a drag family come together.
No, I've met Auntie Chan. We actually did another show together a few months ago. But for those who aren't familiar, Abhijit, what would you say is the unique flair that Auntie Chan brings to the table here?
I think that if you've ever gone into like a fun mirror maze where everything seems distorted and absurd and you're worried about how you got there and how you're going to get out, that is Auntie Chan's brain. So this drag brunch will be something totally unique, something you won't really see anywhere else. And I will highly encourage people that don't have tickets yet to show up and try and catch the action.
Awesome. I'm sure listeners are stoked to check out Dim Sum and Drag this weekend. In case they miss it, though, what would you say is next for the monthly event, Abhijit?
We're on a roughly monthly schedule. The best way to keep in touch with what we have going on is to follow us on Instagram at Dim Sum and Drag. We always post what we have going on there, and we have some amazing themes and guest performers planned for the rest of the summer.
Awesome. Kevin, besides Dim Sum and Drag, what is coming up for you next?
Were
you DJing?
I have a busy weekend. I'm DJing on Friday for this event put together by Counterculture called Very Pride.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously the brunch on Saturday. And then on Sunday, I'm playing the Overly Dramatic Party at the Baton, followed by Queen at Metro Smart Bar.
Sunday. Ooh, you are busy for real. What about you, Abhijit? What's next?
Tomorrow, I'll be at Chicago Drag Loves the World, which is a fundraiser show for the people of Palestine, Sudan, and Congo, hosted by Lucy Stuhl. You can catch that at Metro. I'll be back again at Metro on Saturday for my party boots, and then have a ton of stuff coming up next week, including a drag show at Lincoln Park Zoo and a Bollywood dance party at Hydrate.
Wow, that is incredible. We'll leave it there for now. That's Kevin Chow, or Club Chow, a Chicago-based DJ, and Abhijit, who's an organizer of and performer in Dim Sum and Drag. That's this Saturday at Furama in Uptown. Now, the event's sold out, but there will be some limited tickets at the door. Thank you both for chatting with me.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, let's go out on one more tune that you might hear some queens and kings strut to this weekend. What's this track, Kevin?
This is Ricky Hui, entitled Boshi. It's like a cover of an old disco track.
Boshi, 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 Boshi. 翻工探得意, 學曬句子, 波士, 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 開會競生意, 扮野奉子.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin and Ethan Schwab. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Max Lubers.
You want to catch more episodes about Chicago's art scene and the news that you need to know? Subscribe to our podcast. You can also listen to our full archive of conversations at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.